Excuse me, good morning, can I have your attention? We're calling the meeting to order, or I guess I am, the Thursday, January 18th, 2024 meeting of the Board of Firearm Permit Examiners. It's now 10:07 a.m. I am going to start by reading a brief introductory statement. If you could listen closely. For the record, in advance of hearing testimony, I would like to explain the procedures we shall be following today. First, these are civil administrative proceedings being held in accordance with Section 29-32B of the Connecticut General Statutes. Under the General Statutes, this board is charged with the duty of hearing the case, inquiring and determining the facts de novo, and determining whether those facts would be just and proper cause for denying or revoking a permit. It will occasionally happen that facts and events, as the issuing authority believe them to be at the time of denial or revocation, justified that denial or revocation, but additional facts and circumstances which come to light during these hearings convinces the board that in all fairness, justice would be served by ordering the permit issued or reinstated. Where no additional evidence or other compelling circumstances are uncovered, however, the board will respect the judgment of the issuing authority. Under the general statutes, hearings of this board may be conducted informally, but in a manner that guarantees fundamental fairness and the right to cross-examination. All testimony will be under oath and recorded, and all laws against perjury apply to those persons testifying. Be advised, this board takes perjury seriously and will refer perjury instances to the proper authority for full prosecution. Additionally, the board may subpoena testimony if necessary. These hearings are public hearings, and they fall within the purview of the Freedom of Information Act. Accordingly, appellants and issuing authorities are hereby advised that none of the information or documents introduced here as evidence may be excluded for the public. And please note, there are TV cameras here today, so this is being broadcast on CTN. Both parties may be permitted to make brief opening statements. And just to clarify, a brief opening statement is not your whole case. It's a couple sentences that just gives a very brief overview. You're going to have a chance to present your case later in the hearing. During that brief opening statement, please indicate the scope of the case and what you intend to show. In its opening statement, the issuing authority should briefly give the reasons for denying or revoking the appellant's application or permit. You may call witnesses to testify on your behalf. At the conclusion of each witness's testimony, the other person may cross-examine that witness. The board also may inquire with its own questions, and in doing so, it reserves the right to question all witnesses at any time or to request testimony by additional witnesses if necessary. At the conclusion of all testimony, the issuing authority and the appellant may make brief closing statements. Decision of this board is by majority vote of those members present in voting. The burden of proof in these matters is by a preponderance of the evidence, and it lies with the issuing authority. Accordingly, all tie votes will inure to the appellant. In addition to today, both parties will be notified of the board's decision by mail within 20 days of today's hearing. In deference to the statutory scheme as codified in Connecticut General Statutes 29-28D and pursuant to Superior Court ruling, in an abundance of caution, the board will endeavor to maintain the confidentiality of all appellants appearing here today. Toward that end, the board will refrain from addressing the appellants by name or by noting the appellant's address, but instead will address each one simply by the title appellant. The board hereby requests all witnesses testifying here today to do likewise and to refer to each appellant only by his or her title appellant. Finally, in accordance with Superior Court ruling, the board cannot entertain hearsay testimony or testimony derived solely from erased records with regard to matters subject to erasure pursuant to General Statute 54-142A. In those matters, testimony to the board is limited to direct evidence obtained in the course of an investigation or personal recollection of the underlying events. Last, and I hope this would go without saying, please turn off your cell phone or put your phones on vibrate. If you need to have a conversation, please go out in the hall to do that so as not to disturb these proceedings. Thank you. Okay, going to call the roll of the board. Dr. Conrad.
Present.
Attorney Sinetti.
Here.
Mr. Gray.
Present.
Colonel Overturf.
Here.
Colonel Lewis.
Here.
Ms. Johnson.
Here.
Chief Rosenzweig.
Here.
And I'm here. We have a full board today, as opposed to last time when we nearly didn't. Okay, does everybody know their case number? It's a, like a year, like 21 or 22 dash three numbers. I'm gonna be calling by numbers, just due to the, we're keeping appellant's names anonymous. Case number one, 21-507.
Issuing parties here.
Both parties, thank you. Case number two, 22-751. Both parties, thank you. Case number three, 23-695. Both parties, thank you. Case number four, 22-010.
Issuing authority.
He's not checked in with us.
Okay.
I did talk to him yesterday.
Okay. Case number five, 23-629. Both parties, thank you. Case number six, 24-158.
Here.
Appellant. Issuing authority.
Both parties, thank you. Case number seven, 22-730.
Here. The appellant is here. Manchester's not checked in.
Manchester's here.
Manchester's here?
Yep.
Oh, sorry. Okay, thank you.
So both are here?
Yes. Do you have an appellant? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Case number eight, 23-698. Is the, is Oxford here? Okay, great. Thank you, both parties. Case number nine, 22-585. Have you heard from an appellant?
Hartford?
Hartford's here.
The appellant is not checked in.
Mm-hmm. And who just came in? Which case?
Oxford just came in, and the one that just checked on there was Manchester, the appellant.
Okay.
So Manchester, but we need that. Yes, we need that. Okay. Anybody who's testifying, so that's anybody who's not an attorney, please stand and raise your right hand so that I can administer the oath. Do you solemnly swear or affirm, as the case may be, that the evidence that you shall give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or on penalties of perjury?
Yes.